if you wanted a knife and you wanted me to get it for you, you'd tell me to go
bring it.
Okay. We were talking about football a minute ago. What do you call that place at the end of the field that you cross, you know?
Goal.
Okay. Excuse me. If you throw me a ball, I'm supposed to
catch it.
I say I catch it now. Yesterday I
caught it.
And I have
caught it.
Okay. Or let's say if we're supposed to meet in town, I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
Okay. Or what would you say about a man who's got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody? You say he seems to be in a good
spirit.
Okay. Or maybe good humor.
Good humor.
All right. Or if, let's say you have a hired man and he hasn't been doing what he's supposed to, you decide you're going to have to discharge him, you might tell me, well, I think I'm going to get...
Fire him.
Or get rid of him.
Get rid of him.
And after you do that, if he comes back, he might say, well, why don't you just give me...
My job back.
Or give me another chance.
Okay.
Or say a person who really doesn't know what's going on, but he, like he knew it all. He really doesn't know anything, but he...
Just smart aleck.
Yeah. Or acted like he knew it all. Probably know some people like that. Let's say a boy left his best pencil out on his desk, and when he got back to his desk, it was gone. He said, well, I'll bet somebody...
Stole it.
Okay. Or what about, you might say, well, I'd forgotten about that, but now I...
remember.
Mm-hmm. Or talking about writing somebody a letter or something like that. You say, I write him now. Yesterday I
wrote him.
And I have...
written him.
Mm-hmm. Or, and after you write somebody, you expect to get a...
answer.
Mm-hmm. And after you write the letter, you put it in the envelope and seal it. And you
mail it.
And before
address
you,
it.
Uh-huh. And you might say, well, I'd like to write him, but I don't know his...
address.
Mm-hmm. And maybe if, let's say somebody has, a little boy has learned something new, like how to whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you might ask him, well, who?
Who taught you that?
Mm-hmm. And let's say if somebody asks you whether you've put up that new fence yet, you might say, well, no, but I... pretty soon...
Let's see, where you put up new fence, but...
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't put it up yet, but I...
Intend to,
okay. What about, what do children call somebody who's always running around telling on other children?
Tattletale.
Did tattle and gossip mean the same thing?
Yes.
The same
thing? As far as I know.
Okay. And what about, what do you call these things that children play with? You say he's got a lot of... things that parents buy for
toys.
A lot of toys. Is that same thing as play pretty?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if something happened that you had expected to happen and somebody tells you about it, what might you say? Well, I just...
had an idea that's the way it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or suppose I have something that you want right now. You'd tell me to...
let me have it.
Or...
give it to me.
And talk about give it to me. So yesterday I give it to you now. Yesterday I
wanted it.
Uh-huh. Or yesterday I
gave it to
uh-huh,
me.
And I have
given it.
Okay. And talking about the word begin, you say you begin something now, but yesterday you
begin it now, but yesterday. You...
you begin now, but if you did it yesterday, you say you
did it.
Or you began it yesterday.
Began it yesterday.
And you have to do it. You have...
have done it.
Okay. And talking about the word run, you say you run somewhere now. Yesterday you...
I ran.